my skin, it's like I'm breathing, and I wanna let you in. But when I touch your skin, you start receding. I could follow you deep within. Ooh, baby, baby, come on, come on out the door now. Step onto the street like you hit the floor now. I know you can show me what you're working with, yeah. I'll show you where to begin, yeah. Oh, 'cause it don't really matter what you're feeling, as long as I can make you feel good. And if I'm not the one that makes you feel that, maybe you should find the one that could. 'Cause I won't be no second place, no. What I'm working with now, gonna blow your mind, what's happening, yeah. And everybody's saying that we ain't saying nothing, but I think we're saying something, and I know we got rhythm to go. Oh, 'cause it don't really matter what you're feeling, as long as I can make you feel good, baby. And if I'm not the one that makes you feel that, baby, you should find the one that can.
You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM, and it's a welcome back to James CC. Good morning, how are we?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Sunday mornings in the studio are always a joy, but I have to get up to play fabulous songs for my dear listeners. But yeah, thank you for joining me. You last spoke to us back on Phoenix back in August 2019, when you were speaking to Nikki Mills about the release of the single Rocket, which was on our A-list. What have you been up to since then?
Yeah, well, since then, I've been working on quite a few different things, actually. When Rocket came out, I'd actually just started a new job, and I was working part-time when that first came out. So I had quite a lot of time to work on upcoming projects, which I've now released. The first one, which was my EP that was just acoustic versions of the singles I released last year, and a fresh song. Also, quick sorry, if you hear banging in the background, there's been builders next door to me since day one of lockdown. So that will be what that noise is. And yeah, so the acoustic EP came out at the end of March this year, and my new single, A Warning, I released. But yeah, that's... The part-time job turned into a full-time job and kind of slowed me down a little bit in terms of creating new stuff. But I think I'm on a roll now, and lockdown's given me a bit of an opportunity to get on top of things.
It seems to be that quite a lot of artists have found that lockdown has given them a bit of headspace to recording music. So you've just said that's been the same for you. I mean, what have you been up to then on that side of things? Have you got an album's worth yet, or what's it looking like for you?
Almost, actually, yeah. That has been my goal. I kind of decided towards the end of last year that I really wanted to make, if we're not going to call it an album, at least a body of work that's longer than an EP, you know. I really wanted to just create a collection of music that is just excellent music, you know, which is, I suppose, what everyone aims to do when they make an album. But I always have found that when I make music, when I write music, I think in terms of an album, I think in a body of work. And I know not all songwriters or singers think that way. And, you know, just releasing singles and EPs can really work for them. But I always feel like I'm only telling a fraction of the story that I want to tell with each single release. And I really want to, even though it may not make 100% sense for an artist at my level to make an album, it's definitely something that I really want to do. So that was kind of my goal when I realized how long we'd probably be in lockdown. And I would say I'm probably about 65, 70% of the way to having an album finished now. I've written all the songs, got most of the demos done. Just working remotely with my producer now.
And how have you found that, the remote working with producers and other artists and things and collaborations?
Well, it's interesting because I've only just sent off a few demos to my producer. So I'm yet to see how we work through it and work through the process. But I actually don't think it's too much of a shift from how we normally work, because a lot of times we would go back and forth over the phone, over email anyway. And then luckily where I work is literally right around the corner from the studio. So if there was anything that really wasn't clear to him or to me, I could just stop by and we could, you know, work through it in person. And obviously that can't happen now. So it will be interesting to see how that continues when we get further down the line on the production of the songs. But I found working with other creatives, like my friends who are singers and songwriters, or my friends who are graphic designers, things like that, it's been really great, actually, because I think for once everyone has just a bit more time to kind of collaborate and take a few more risks. And I think because everyone is a bit starved for that human connection right now, they're more open to doing things that maybe they wouldn't have thought of doing in the past. I've already done a few things that I wouldn't ever have come up with if it wasn't for the situation. But on the flip side of that, it can be a bit difficult for creatives, I think, as well. Like you say, I think everyone wants to make the use of this time. But then that very pressure, it can sometimes stunt creativity and things like that. So I think I'm just trying to throw myself into it. That's literally my answer to it, is just throwing myself into any ideas and any opportunities I come across.
Okay, and I'll touch on that a bit more in a little bit. One of the things that I think would be quite nice, though, we've discussed in the past, people that have influenced you, and you've chosen a couple of artists who we're going to play during the interview that have influenced you. Who's your first choice for influencers of you, please, sir?
Well, I'm going to get, you know, the bleep taken out of me. But I say it all the time, and I'm going to say it again, Mariah Carey. She's an icon. She is a star. She is phenomenal in every way. And I know a lot of people have issues with her sort of diva persona, but for me, I have just always connected with her as a phenomenal songwriter. And I think, you know, even though she is very rightfully so recognized as such an incredible vocalist, she always says herself that her songwriting is more important to her than her singing. And I feel the same way, to be honest. I feel that the songwriting always has to come first for me personally. So I think I've always just loved her.
That was Mariah Carey and Fantasy. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM. This is the Sunday Morning Breakfast Show, and I'm still speaking to James CC.
We've heard somebody that influenced you, but before that, you were talking a bit about throwing yourselves into the different opportunities and the different things that lockdown has done. And one of the things that I know you've done is you hosted your first virtual open mic night. How did that come about, and how did that go?
when lockdown really kind of started kicking in, probably like 2-3 weeks into it, I was just looking at the situation, and I was thinking about what everyone else must be going through. And quite a lot of my friends who aren't artists or creative people were really struggling, when most of their kind of free time and identity is taken up with seeing people and being together with other people, and now they can't do that. They needed to distract themselves. And it just kind of made sense to me. That's what I do, you know. I'm an entertainer. I am there. My goal is always to entertain above all else. I just want to make people laugh. I want to make people smile or feel something, even cry if it helps, you know. That's all I want to do with my music. But I grew up doing musical theatre. I didn't grow up learning, you know, songwriting and music, things like that. I grew up performing and being in front of people and eliciting those responses. So when, like I said, everything really started to settle in that this was going to be a while, we were in this situation, I thought, right, I need to make people laugh. I just have to. So I started this little series on my Instagram, which is kind of now translating over onto YouTube as well, which I have very concisely named Lockdown Life with James CC. I'm James CC, and this is my lockdown life. And first two episodes, it's very rolls off the tongue. The first two episodes of it are a twerking tutorial, because I had several friends asking me for that, and that was actually how the series was born. Was just them asking for this tutorial. And then I thought for the third episode of it, it would be really great to do something involving other people, something that's not just me making a fool out of myself. And I had this idea for a virtual open mic night. And I saw that some people were, you know, on either big stars or smaller stars were kind of doing these virtual performances and virtual lineups. But I was like, it would be so cool to emulate that feeling of an open mic with people just, you know, getting up, doing a song or two of original music, and anyone can kind of come and do something, can sign up. So I asked three of my artist friends, Tom Heath, Rodell, and Shivani, to join me as a very experimental sort of, will this even work, on Instagram Live. And it was amazing. It was so much fun. We did this hour-long, open mic night. I kind of interviewed them as well about their songs, about them, about what they're going through in lockdown. And it was just a really nice atmosphere. It was really lovely and welcoming and warm. And my friend Ellie then got up and did a surprise trumpet solo, and she barely plays the trumpet, so that was hilarious. And it was just excellent. I had the next day so many people messaging me, telling me that they had so much fun and were able to just forget about things for a while. And like I said, that is literally all I'm trying to achieve now. So I'm continuing with the Lockdown Life series if anyone listening wants to be distracted once a week. hopefully there will be more virtual open mic nights to come.
Excellent. Yeah, I did hear about the trumpet solo. I'll have to track that down myself. I'll hold my hands up and say that I didn't watch that one, but it's on YouTube. Is that correct? That was a recorded one? Or are they live and live only?
That, unfortunately, because the live was an hour long, I didn't even realize there was a cap, but we were cut off a little bit short. But the lives are only an hour long on Instagram, and because it was so long, wouldn't let me save it. So unfortunately, the open mics are a one-time live virtual event.
And remind me where can people find you on YouTube and Instagram?
So all of my social media end in the same way. They're all called James CC Music, And if you want to go to, you know, youtube.com/JamesCCMusic, instagram.com/JamesCCMusic, all the same across every platform.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, we played Mariah Carey a little bit earlier as one of the artists that's influenced you. We're going to have a second one of those now. Who's your second influencer?
Well, I thought I'd go with a more modern one for this one, because actually during lockdown, I've been very, very inspired by Charlie XCX. I think she's doing some really, really cool things. She's actually said right at the beginning of lockdown that she had a whole album ready to go that she wanted to release. I think she said later this year, but then she decided as a sort of collaborative project with her and her fans, she is making a new album with them. So she's doing a very sort of collaborative thing where she is, you know, running lyrics past them and having them vote on the pictures they like for the cover art, and even using some of the cover art that people design for her and things like that. So I think I find that very inspiring in that way, that she's just doing very cool stuff like that. And I was supposed to see her at Glastonbury this year, but unfortunately that's not going to happen.
hopefully next year. Okay, we'll play some Charlie XCX now. For miles, no one be here, be here, be here with you. No one be here, be here, be here with you. We took a dive in the blue, scared to lose all my feelings, feelings, feelings for you. No one be here, be here, be here with you. Yeah, now we gotta let this go. Draw the car off the road. I gotta give you time to grow. You're not a ghost, you're in my head. I didn't wanna leave you low. Draw the car off the road. I hope you get some time to grow, yeah.
Not a ghost here in my head.
I'll always love you. I'll love you forever. Even when we're not together, I will always love you.
Welcome back. This is the Sunday Morning Breakfast Show here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm talking to James CC. That was Charlie XCX, as chosen by himself. Let's talk about your new single. And you mentioned Riddell earlier. So, a warning. You've just released it. Tell me about it, please.
Yeah, so... A Warning is my lovely new single, very sort of soul, R&B, jazz-influenced sound, which is a bit different from, you know, my last singles last year. But, you know, Rocket, which you guys played, which was amazing, and you had me on perform live and everything, that was more funk sort of sound. This one is, yeah, a bit more laid-back, chilled, jazzy sort of vibes. Almost... quite film noir in its sound. But yeah, this song is a song I wrote last year with a friend of mine called Dennis Coleman, who's a very talented young singer-songwriter. And I did initially write the song about a specific person, but when you know, things got bad in the UK and lockdown came into effect, I really thought this is the perfect time for this song because it sums up how I've been feeling, you know, towards not necessarily the whole government, but just towards that feeling of well, you're supposed to take care of us and you haven't really done that. And that was my intention behind the song when I wrote it about someone, but I think it just sums up how I and probably a lot of people feel in this current situation. And it is featuring my friend Rodell, and Rodell doesn't show her face loads in her music. She's starting to shift towards it a bit more now. But, when we collaborated on the song, I was thinking of the cover art and I thought, well, you know, she doesn't really show her face that much. It would be very cool to have surgical masks like they, you know, like they wear in Asia as fashion and things like that. And like, sunglasses, so we're both kind of covered up, and it's just so eerie how literally a few months later that's no longer a fashion trend and a kind of a mandatory garment. So when I made the cover art in my back garden in lockdown, I wanted to still have that kind of mask thing going on, but I didn't want it to just be a mask now because I thought that would be a bit too on the nose. So I grabbed my knockoff Louis Vuitton scarf and turned it into a sort of shroud. And yeah, I think the song is just, it's been received really nicely. People are telling me it's, you know, it's very different from my other stuff, but they really like it. And that's amazing to hear. That's obviously the stuff you want to hear when you release something new. But because it is kind of this heavy sort of lyrical song, I wanted to do something good with it, especially because of the time we're releasing it. So I decided that I wanted to release all the proceeds that it makes to charity. But I wanted to help out one that made sense to me and one that I could actually make a difference with, you know, because I don't make tons of money from my music. So I wanted whatever I can raise to actually have an effect. And I stumbled upon this charity called Opening Doors London, which works with older LGBT plus members of the community. And I just thought, well, that's perfect. That's a perfect one for this. So yeah, I'm so proud of this single and everything that it's doing in this situation. But also I just think it's a great song. And my friend Poppy Daniels, her jazz trumpet on it is pretty stunning.
So that's an example of a good trumpet. Yeah, I mean, I do really like the song, and yes, the trumpet is very good. Okay, so I mean, Opening Doors London. If people want to look into that, if they're interested in donating to that, where can they find information about that?
So, if people do want to learn more, or even you know, donate themselves, you can go to openingdoorslondon.org.uk, and it is such a special charity. I think you know, a lot of people don't understand at first why there's a differentiation between just older people in general and then the LGBT people. But the reason I thought this was a special one to work with and donate to is because a lot of times older LGBT people are more isolated than heterosexual or cisgender older people, because a lot of times they haven't started their own families, or they were kicked out of their own families. And obviously a lot of them have lost a lot of peers to the AIDS crisis. So this is a really rough time, especially when you think that for the LGBT plus community, this is really the second health crisis that a lot of these people will be going through in their lifetimes. So I think it's really important that they get support and don't feel forgotten in this time. I think it was just a charity that makes sense for me to get involved with. I went around the country for the past 2 years going to schools and talking about anti-bullying and my experiences growing up gay at school. And so I've been working with the younger generation for a while now, and I thought, well, why not look the other direction and help out with an older one?
Okay, excellent. I'll put the details of that up on the Phoenix FM website when we put the interview up as well. That's great. Okay, so in a minute we are going to play a warning, okay. But you've obviously touched on the fact that you've written a lot of material. What's next for you? What's the first thing you're going to do when you get out of lockdown? And what's next on the music front for yourself?
Oh my God! Well, I mean, the first thing I'm going to do when I get out of lockdown is get a haircut. It is pretty shocking at the moment. I'm doing what I can to keep that all right, but I think that's such a hard question, because obviously we don't really know how things will be lifted, and I know it's going to be gradual, but my hope is that I can get out there and start gigging as soon as we're allowed to. I miss it so much. I miss being in front of an audience. I miss seeing people. As great as the virtual open mic night was, it was impossible to see anyone's face, to see anyone's reaction. And as a performer, that gives me everything. But I'm making the most of this time. I'm making as much music as possible. Hopefully I will have a new single out before summer hits, whether we are in lockdown or not. I'm planning on continuing to make and release things, because we need it now more than ever. But yeah, hopefully as soon as this is all over, I've got an album ready to go, and I will be number one on every chart. I'll be breaking records. I'll be doing a worldwide stadium tour. That would be incredible.
Charlie XCX supporting you at Glastonbury as well. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. No, definitely. I'll hold you to that. And really good to talk to you. Thank you so much for getting up early to have this conversation, because I know what you young people are like. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And this is James CC featuring Riddell, and A Warning.
Than the one you follow. Lead the blind with the fool, guess the meek will follow. Everything see through. I see your falsehoods and your fake truths. Full of promise, baby, but I know you're hollow. Know it's harsh, but it's real hard pill to swallow. I know it. Yeah, I've been knowing. I know it. You say you want it all, but that's not right. You say you want it all.
ba 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 ba